guys are coming in tomorrow. I'm live at noon. I'm probably going to go 3 hours. I'll go an hour or so with you guys. I have dark journalist Daniel Les, really an expert on this whole UFO thing, joining me in a bunch of other stuff. But you're absolutely right. They're doing all of this, Edward Zoll, the director, producer of Died Suddenly, to do everything they can to get us unbalanced. And that's declassified in Operation Artichoke. It's part, as you know, precursor to MKUltra, is to literally poison us, dumb us down, and keep us off balance. We knew that forever, but now more and more documents are coming out. This is amazing.
Yeah. Well, you think of the revolution that's happening. You talk about the fourth turning. I mean, anyone who's been in the know for about 20 to 30 years has known the time block we're living in right now was going to be a time of great revolution, great change. And I think the elite, I mean, obviously they don't have a hand on this because they're building bunkers, right? If the elite had won, some people go this direction and say, well, the elite are in control. They completely control everything in society. Well, if this is really true, they wouldn't be building bunkers. They wouldn't be fleeing to Argentina or other places of the world. I mean, you had the guest on for the first hour, you know, Ed Dowd. He's talked about this, how even the elite know that society can't go completely off the rails. They will die along with us. And so they try these psyops. So again, the hantavirus. It's crazy when you look at these things because I think they expect that people can't do their own research, especially with the internet now. It's nearly impossible not to be able to find these things on your own. It's another shocking part of this that the hantavirus is also listed as a side effect in the COVID shot.
By the way, guys, that's in my stack in my studio. I meant to bring it. Rob brought it to me. How do they put it officially, the government? A side effect of the COVID mRNA is hantavirus attack on the heart. I guess when the heart goes out, how does a vaccine give you hantavirus unless that virus is there? Well, I know it's turned out there are hundreds of different types of viruses in the shot, which aren't even involved in manufacturing of it, like SV40.
The only way to build a vaccine, a hygiene product, a food supply, and be able to go after a specific organ is you got to have a nucleic acid tag. And so you would actually – it'd be part of the formula. It wouldn't accidentally hurt the heart, not other things. They wouldn't accidentally sterilize people. That is using reproductive organ cells as the nucleic acid tag. That is what's done in any vaccine and other forms of getting anything into the body.
And by the way, you guys posted this. This is from – I mean, there's a government document saying you can explain what that means.
Well, in the government document with the side effect, it's among the different side effects, which was about 1,200. The hantavirus is listed among them because there were people in testing that they said this is a possibility. They want to list all the things which they then...
That's like saying if you take a tetanus shot, you can get rabies. Well, remember, in Australia, they had to suspend their COVID vaccine because people were coming up HIV positive because they had the spike protein in it.
Well, speaking of Australia, actually, there were some weaponized vials of hantavirus that went missing in 2023. Now, they claim they found them about a year later, at least a couple of them recovered. But again, the hantavirus has been popping up for quite some time. Even the late Zev Zelenko spoke about the hantavirus being another one of the bioweapons that could be deployed against mankind.
Do you think this new strain that can jump into humans was weaponized?
If it's real, yes. I think this will probably originate from another version of...
Because 2 years ago, they start creating an mRNA shot for this very strain, and then now, magically, it pops up everywhere.
Well, the
pretty obvious. How did this cruise ship put it in Singapore and Texas and England and Israel in a couple days?
They have the testing device on the ship to do it before...
Well, of course, they don't. They haven't tested it. And the second part, Alex, is what sense does it make to allow the people to come back into the country? Not to go their route.
Plus, it has a 30 to 40-day incubation period. How's it suddenly getting people sick in 3 days? None of it adds up. It's retarded.
That's the part. It doesn't have to add up. All they have to do is seed fear. Once they get the fear seeded in society, they then can convince government officials to take the crazy steps, the shutdowns, the masking, which people, by the way, people are traveling right now. We'll be traveling via airline here in Austin over the weekend. We're going to see probably people masked up. I guarantee you. People are going to be already shocked into this mindset. But it all comes back down to just staying grounded. Because I'll tell you, I think the reason why these things are happening right now, Alex, because there has been a great kind of coming back to the faith. Everything does come back to God, comes back to biblical, you know, perspective. And when it comes to this, the elite's only response to that is
their main message is, we're pastors, but God isn't real. The aliens are. Get ready for it. Jesus isn't real.
Aliens didn't save me.
Back in 60 seconds, Matt Hazen, Edward Zoll. Let's come back into all of it straight ahead. Stay with us. We've been right about the poison shots and raised the main alarm, and right about the open borders, and right about the wars, and right about the entire agenda. That's why the bad guys want us off air. And that's why it's such a revolutionary act when you take the live feed from Real Alex Jones on X or on Rumble at AJN Live. That's the new site on Rumble. Hundreds of thousands followed just last day. I want to thank all of you that did at AJN Live there. Follow us there. Get the free app for the Droid and for Apple for your phone at alexjonesapp.com. This is a revolutionary act. Share it on your email list, your text message list. Tell those you share it to share it. That creates the chain reaction. And then support us at thealexjonesstore.com. When you support us, we are absolutely unstoppable. Become a VIP at thealexjonesstore.com because you get $40 to spend in the store each month, special deals, special offers, special sales on everything on top of it. Cancel anytime. Stand with us. All of our victories are shared together. It's because of you. Take action now at realalexjones.com and thealexjonesstore.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
All right, gentlemen, you're back with me tomorrow. I figured if you can do it at 1 p.m., I'll be on at noon, so we can really do a serious deep dive. And we're going to do a lot in this hour. You guys brought so many videos, so many articles, so many things. Let's go back to this X-Files episode from when and re-describe what you were saying.
Yeah, so in the X-Files, which you're a character in, there's another character, and it's an alien. An alien race has decided to release a bioweapon on the human race to purge the population, lower the expectations of this group. And again, this is an episode from the 90s. And I don't know if you've seen this clip yet.
No.
This has gone viral. People are saying, what the heck is this about? Well, it's proof of a psyop.
By the way, if you read all the ancient Mediterranean and Middle Eastern cultures, it wasn't just the Old Testament. All the other cultures said the gods came back and called us to depopulate us. And then that's when they made the movie Prometheus. It's the prequel to Alien. Ridley Scott explains in that, no, this is what the elite really believes. We believe this is our creation story.
Well, and in that framework, they feel like they don't have to be accountable to God. Right, they can point to this unknown alien race now as the people that they are actually serving. Well, and look, if they're demons, which we believe they are, then yeah, you are actually serving the devil. You're serving the demons, but they want to imprint that worldview onto you and I, and we're just not accepting it.
And how crazy is we have J.D. Vance? Yes, they're demons, and then you've got all this crazy stuff going on.
Yeah,
it's all part, like you said, it's all interconnected.
Well, and at the heart of it, polls matter, the populations, temperature check, it matters. People are very angry right now about the affordability crisis. It's not the sexiest of topics, but people care if they can't afford to send their kid to a camp this summer because they're running out of money. They care if the government is getting extremely rich from insider trading on oil futures while they are having a hard time making ends meet, can't even pay rent. But the truth comes down to this. There's the midterms coming up. We know the government is trying to, especially the Trump administration, trying to get popular support back up among the base. So they're looking back. What are some of the things? We can't go back to the Epstein files or other things that people actually care about. What are those other things we can maybe give them as bones? Of course, I know in the Making America Healthy movement, the big part with this is that we told them we want vaccines banned. We want adjuvants taken out. Oh, no, never mind. We'll maybe work on an investigation autism that you'll see in 5 years from now. They're bones. These are just minuscules. They're breadcrumbs.
Yeah. They have an end game. Everybody needs to be aware that the keystone or linchpin to their end game, what will not work is if we're not poisoned. They had to poison us. They obviously have nefarious poisons that have nanosembling through Teslaphoresis in it and so forth. But it's the poisons. And the poisons are not like the old-style poisons where they're microscopic, micronized. They're nano.
And if you survive it, you get over it. No, it self-replicates, right. So you're done.
And it gets inside of your cells and becomes magnetic toxic. It's an intracellular problem. It's something that normal, healthy habits, nothing.
How did you fall into this? Because you have all these scientists to work for you, you really know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
I'm really impressed. And you were talking about this 6 months ago now, or years ago, I'm sure you saw it, like they declassified, like I said, Operation Artichoke, part of MKUltra, how they poisoned the food, the water, and the vaccines with basically self-replicating stuff that would, quote, destabilize our electrochemical liquid crystal system.
It affects our entire operating
system. Which is a liquid crystal.
Yes, yes. We're liquid mesogens. We are. We are water. That's how all of our memories and functions and communications and connectiveness.
That's our silicon.
Yes, that's what makes us special and human. That's what makes us co-creative.
So silicon is sand or is glass. We are water-based.
Yes. Yes. We are absolutely water minerals. We're 99.5%. If you add up all of our molecules, we are water and minerals with electrical current going through it, and we're toxic.
You know, I was reading, if they melt us down, we're like exactly the same salinization as the ocean.
Yes. Yes. Yes, we are. If you take seawater and you dilute it down with three parts water, it is identical in every way that you can measure, molecular pH, zeta potential. It doesn't matter what you're looking at. It is identical to your blood plasma. That's why you can use it for a blood transfusion.
So the war is literally water-based versus silicon.
Yeah, we are synthetic, unnatural toxins, aluminum, mercury, lead, everything that we know of, the atrazine, the list goes on and on, right? Those in our bodies. If we can get those out, we have to understand this is not an old school game. This
We're
is
water
the
creatures.
Nano game. Yes, yes. And as soon as we get that stuff out, our beautiful God-created bodies work magically again, healthy. Our brains come online. We critically think. We will not stand for any of this. If everybody had the poisons out of them, which means the poisoning problem is gone, we all come together. It happens organically at that point. So being able to get this, not this internal bio.
Well, that's what the CIA said. They said when our liquid crystal is clean, we're all telepathically communicating.
Yes.
And can't be controlled. That's official CIA, like I said, total findings by 62.
Yes.
So they said we have to pollute the crystal. And you were at my office like 6 months ago going, they have to pollute the water, which I always knew was true. And this Japanese scientist and this blah, blah, blah. And it's crazy, though.
Yeah.
What jerks, man.
Yeah, and we know that they poisoned us in every direction, but it doesn't even matter any now because it's in our ecosystem and it's all big smorgasbord. We're all in a big fishbowl. So it's all about getting it out of our bodies faster than it comes back in, and that can be done with a proper nano detox, which is exactly what Masterpiece has proven.
Yeah, I was about to say, let's do a plug because you're great guys.
Absolutely.
I've taken some great zeolites that are natural chelators, but you guys have a very special one.
Yeah.
This is the most amazing zeolite ever. It's special. And we want people to get this. And folks, you're insane if you don't get it. And you're also about to be a sponsor here, so we're very, very excited about that. Tell us in your research how you got into this, the scientists that help you create this and what it does and
Absolutely.
What zeolites do. Because, folks, you want to chelate the spike protein, the heavy metals, all of it. It's on record that zeolites do this, but not all zeolites are equal.
Yes, our truest, what I would consider the Tesla of our times in terms of a natural scientist, most published, double-blinded, peer-reviewed scientist of our time, author of over 60 books and on and on list. Robert Young in 2021 did the proper scientific methodology that you would go to prove what was in the COVID vaccine vials. He took all four COVID vaccine manufacturers, over 1,200 vials, over four separate batches, and he used the proper equipment to determine that inside of their encapsulation system was silicon, which is what Jesse Beltran is testing for. He's testing for synthetic silicon-based electronic circuitry and also graphene oxide. Those are the two components. Those are the main ones that cause
But to be clear, they're putting it through the food, the water, and injections,
yes.
declassified,
yes.
and then it grows in
yes.
your nerve centers, these artificial pathways
yes.
that they can then track you with and control in Bill Gates' patents.
Absolutely.
And that's why Beltran 10 years ago found almost no one with it, unless they were actually CIA or MKUltra. Now yes. everybody has it.
Bill Gates put it in the food supply. We all know the studies about that. Everybody at home, go grab your soap or shampoo that you got off from one of your BlackRock-owned stores. Turn it around and look for PEG or PPG, polyethylene glycol or polypropylene glycol, and EDTA. That is your hydrogen. That is your encapsulation system. That's your mRNA delivery system, your lipid nanoparticle delivery system. That is in every nano lab. It's in all of our products, and it's not serving any other purpose but to get us these poisons.
So that's beyond an adjuvant, then. This stuff just opens your cells up, blood-brain barrier.
Yes.
You're just bombing yourself with a system that just lowers your defenses.
Yes, it destroys your system on all levels and at the same time assembles onto what is imprinted on top of your body. So now your body is connected to the W-band. Now your body is emitting radio frequencies.
Well, Rob Dew's a big hippie, but he's in great shape. Same age as me. He was, you know, had a scholarship in basketball, all of it. He would tell me, he goes, listen, I don't use any of these toxic soaps, which I didn't even do that. And he goes, and I only, you know, really scrub myself like once a week. And the guy never smells. I literally just stopped using all these soaps and stuff like five years ago. I feel so much damn better. Yeah. I don't use any of it.
Yeah, me too. I did that, got the mercury out of my mouth, and it was like I was a new person for a while. Absolutely.
By the way, we were working out 6 months ago. You looked like better shape than me, but you came to the office 2 weeks ago. It looked like, I thought, was this his younger brother? What the hell happened with you?
Yeah, you know, the continuing process of detoxing my body with Masterpiece, really, it was operating very good. And then I gave it support. I gave it support with peptides, and it has completely.
By the way, not all peptides are equal.
No.
Notice the peptides they give the public are the toxic ones. In fact, that's a Masterpiece. I'm going to take some of that.
Yes, absolutely.
So I'm going to do a plug right now. We'll put it on screen if we can. There's a special URL.
Yes.
Just going there, people get 10% off.
Yeah.
We'll put it on screen for folks. This is just for you. And I'm telling you, folks, I'm not going to steer you towards anything that isn't amazing.
Yes.
And again, just go ahead and verbally give them the URL then. Here it is, folks, and this is amazing.
You're literally taking something that is biocompatible to your blood plasma. It has already grabbed those toxins and neutralized them, so it's already neutralized toxins in your body, Alex, and it's going to make its way out because that zeolite is going to bind it, neutralize the charge, taking it away from being a cytotoxic and magnetic toxic toxin, and it's going to take it out of your body, and in place of it is the C plasma minerals, which is exactly what your body already is.
So that, despite the scientists that developed that, the difference is it's not just a zeolite that pulls stuff out, but then there's something's missing that then brings something good in.
Yes, absolutely. So toxins and minerals both have positive charges. They take residence in the same exact locations. Toxins has stronger positive charges, so get stuck better. That's why we're all mineral deficient. We can't take in minerals. Those toxins are there. The zeolite is going to grab that out, and once it does, it's going to hit the Masterpiece, which releases the minerals. The zeolite is the carrier. It's a natural sea mineral, and it carries in the other minerals, hits there, and carries out the toxin, relieving the minerals. This is at a nano and sub-nanometer size. This is 10,000 times smaller than a blood cell. This is why people across the board basically are going to experience within 2 days to 2 weeks very heightened dreams, very deep sleep that they haven't been getting for a long time. They're going to be more present. They're going to have more natural energy. Everything that you would expect your body to do if it was getting the poisons out of it faster than it's coming back.
By the way, that's how I met Jesse and you about 6 months ago, is Sean Johnson was hanging out with you guys, doing some other stuff and training, and he said, he's like, okay, yeah, great supplement. You guys weren't even pitching. He said, hey, try this. He said, like, the second night he had the most insane dream he's ever had.
Yep.
And because of all his, not you know, he's, I guess, full disability, the Navy SEALs or whatever, but, you know, PTSD and all the rest of stuff, he said he felt like he had daggers stuck in his head.
Yeah.
And within about a week, it felt like the daggers were, like, pulled out of his head taking
it. Yeah. I think the most common thing that we've seen in the last study, which every single person in our last study, which was the silicon-based one that Jesse was the third-party analyzer for, that's how I met him.
Remember, they scanned Sean, he was just like, went off like a Christmas tree.
Yes, military, people in prison that go through those, they get used and abused a lot more than the regular.
A lot of secret medical testing on troops and prisoners.
You can really tell when Jesse's scanning. Since we've seen it enough, you can tell. And what we see is when people are
taking Masterpiece. By the way, he's gone to governments, universities in Europe, and here, they have their own even bigger machines. It finds exactly what he's finding.
Yes. And he's actually using over $100,000 in the very high-level equipment. You know,
notice when you don't want me on air, he goes, hey, do you have metal in your leg here? And I go, yeah, I have a pin there.
Yeah.
He was and then I've got like some buckshot in my leg. He went, what's that? I go, that's buckshot that hadn't come out. And long story. But my point is that, like, but it's always the same spots where the nerve endings come out.
Yeah. It's where it's centralized. And that's because in this delivery system, they are putting the nucleic acid tags for these nerve ending spots. So that's why everybody rings up in the same location.
So how does it know how to send it there? How does that work?
You basically take a cell, so you'd have your delivery, your encapsulation system, okay? And then if you want it to go to the heart, or if you want to go to the liver, or if you want to go to the reproductive organs, you take cells from there and you paint them on the outside. And then when it comes on, it's just like laundry, just drops it off right there.
But that's the thing, I didn't tell Jesse I got a pin in my leg. I got a BB in my leg right here. He literally was like, oh, bzz, bzz. So it's lighting up wherever else there's stuff, and then it's lighting up other places I don't have anything in me I know of.
Right. And if you take the same locations that goes off on everybody, you have a very specific radio frequency that emits from there, and that correlates, like, wow.
So basically it migrates to where you have vortexes.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
And that's why they were popping up in the sex awards too. You know, we were talking about during the COVID pandemic, the vaccines, and then these things were popping up in your sex organs because of the nucleic tagging.
Oh, they've done major studies, as you know, where a guy dies at 28, they cut his testicles open, pure spike protein.
Yeah.
The body's producing it.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. It's basically we're looking at sperm cells that are obliterated. So the person, they're not just a low cell count. You're seeing people that it's just dead before it even comes out on their sperm. They're sterilizing us on a mass level. What's funny is the only scientist that was working on this and trying to uncover the truth came across, we met, and he started putting everything he could into this formula of Masterpiece as he was facing a big pharma takedown. They literally set him up a month after he published that with a 40-year friend of his. Now he's in prison, and it's a true heartbreaker.
By the way, how many times did they come out of people even pushing hydroxychloroquine,
right?
Ivermectin. They put a bunch of people in jail. They tried to put Dr. Zelenko in jail, and then they secretly paid the federal government $2.2 million to CVS and Walgreens not to prescribe ivermectin. So people wondered, and by the way, the elites were all taking it. Fauci wrote a paper 10 years before that it was the answer to respiratory viruses. So I talked to medical doctors, including Zelenko. The elites were gobbling it for themselves while paying pharmacies not to prescribe it.
Well, that's funny about the hentavirus. I don't know if you saw this yet, but Dr. Mary Talley Bowden, a very respected doctor in this field, she said that ivermectin can actually be used to treat the hentavirus. And but again, the WHO immediately, preemptively came out and said, no, we haven't done the testing on this yet, but we are positive that you can't take ivermectin to solve this, whatever this is.
What does ivermectin do? And by the way, the CIA, to Trump's credit, lots get declassified. In the 63... they looked at a bunch of Russian studies. They secretly duplicated them of classic dewormers curing many forms of cancer. And now you see all the studies that are out actually on a lot of these dewormers doing it. What's up with these dewormers?
Yeah, when you have something that has – when you have a very toxic internal environment, now you're going to have your bacteria, your mold, your parasite count and all that go up. At that point, you want something that is – what you would call antiviral, but antiparasitic, antibacteria. It also shows to sterilize, so it shows some side effects to some degree.
Absolutely, it's toxic, but it nukes them.
Yes, sometimes you need a fresh start when the environment's gotten that toxic. That's why ivermectin will get people off their deathbed, and it will get them
back. That's what my medical doctor owns a bunch of top clinics. He has like 7 degrees. He said, ivermectin's great, just don't take it long term. You can go on and off because it is toxic. What do you think it's doing?
Yeah,
but to bad stuff, it's like bye-bye.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, and they've taken a hit and they've been attacked. Anybody that's been around Masterpiece and understands what we faced, there's never been a product attack like this. There's also never been a product that actually completed third-party clinical studies that was on graphene oxide.
Let's be clear. It's not even hydroxychloroquine or ivermectin. It is volcanic special soil that pulls... Explain, like you've got positive, negative charge. It pulls out the positive, and then it's got high-quality, very special sea minerals that are only found at one level in the ocean. I've studied it, which is perfect to replace it.
Yeah.
So, oh, my God, sea minerals and a high-quality zeolite. Yeah. Oh, my God, it's so evil.
So yeah, exactly.
Explain what a zeolite is.
Well, you know, it is. It's alumina oxide and silica that come up in a volcanic reaction, and once it hits the seawater, the chemical process of that forms clinoptilolite zeolite. And what's funny, remember how seawater is identical to your blood plasma? We looked in the Mother Nature and we said, where's the seawater that's the cleanest and the purest and why? And you will see like Greek islands, Fiji islands, the blue zones, you will see where there's
zeolite. Let's be clear, they're trying to stop naturally occurring zeolite that they've never said has a problem, is a known detoxifier, and evil seawater.
Right, and zeolite is coincidentally...
This is so evil!
Yes, it is. Zeolite's coincidentally the only thing proven to get out fluoride, too. Yes, so we're dealing with, you know, we're dealing now with a poisoning epidemic that
Well, you want to apologize for being such an evil zeolite seawater dealer?
Yeah, I've been accused of running the zeolite mafia and all kinds of weird stuff. I don't even know how they can come up with the stuff, but I do apologize because I'm going to continue to use all my time, energy, and resource to try to save this world because my kids are in it.
But you can even go to Wikipedia and it says zeolite pulls toxins out of the body. It's not even it's not even debatable.
Right. When you're talking about natural clinoptilolite zeolite, they can't perform.
I've had zeolite sponsored for 30 years. Yeah. I took yours. It was
it's a category of its own.
It's next level.
Yes, it is. It is.
We have it one that's great. It's the top label of just the pure zeolite. Yeah. This is amazing. And the fact that they want to demonize it is just so obvious.
Right. Yeah, totally. And
it's twofold, right? Because right, it doesn't just take out the metals. It doesn't take out the, right. the poisons. It also replenishes.
Right. In it's so gentle. People don't have that Herxheimer effect. And the effects are quite different when you're just, instead of just pulling out a toxin, like zeolite by itself does one thing and it's great. But when it's mixed synergistically in a colloid formula, nanocolloid formula with sea minerals, you're literally replacing that toxin with identically what your body
Well, look, if you had asked ChatGPT or Google, it's a zeolite detox supplements primarily using mineral, and it goes on, marketed to bind and remove heavy metals such as lead, cadmium, arsenic, and mercury, ammonium, environmental pollutants from the gastrointestinal tract.
Yep.
Oh, my God, how evil. It's a sponge. It's well known.
Yes, exactly.
Well, I even knew, like, when I first read about in the 50s when people would get even like some radiation poisoning, they would put them on a bunch of zeolite.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, my Chernobyl. God, how evil. It was just
like, Chernobyl cleanup, they use zeolite.
Yeah,
it's absolutely great for wash.
Listen, I never sell something before I research it. I've been pushing zeolite 28 years or so. The years are special, and I just can't. It's how they take something so good and turn it into the devil.
Right, and we weren't.
Oh, you're taking horse dewormer?
Right.
Oh, you're dumb.
Anything that causes good health in this world is causing people not to buy 10 products to try to get over their digestive.
They don't want to get rid of the problem. They want to treat the symptoms.
Right, right, and they want you to have more symptoms.
Well, you know about. I remember from my memory, the Japanese were just trying to figure out how to make their koi live longer.
Yeah, yeah.
And so they found this. If they give a little bit of this, they live like twice as long or more healthy. Yeah. And so they're like, oh, God, let's try it out on humans. And it works great. But the UN, did you know the UN said it was by the 90s one of the greatest drugs ever invented? It's on their official website. Then they 360 and say it's horrible.
Well, because it's cheap, it's readily available, and it's a countermeasure to the very, very expensive, very extensive evil plans that they've laid out for us. And that's what this comes down to. I think the Lord is so wonderful and great in so many ways. And one of the ways...
For any design the devil has, God's given us 10 ways to get out of it.
100%.
But we have to have the knowledge.
Yes.
The knowledge is key, because that's why we have to keep our minds clear, just like with our gut tract.
Well, do you think this zeolite product with the minerals, the way it's designed, is bigger than ivermectin? I think it could be.
I think it is the most brilliant formula, natural, with no harmful side effects, and proven way beyond anything that's ever come out there. All people have to do is look into this science, because there is a gold standard in science that COVID manufacturers couldn't even get around to show that their vaccines were supposedly safe and effective, which is the double-blinded peer-reviewed process. There is 6 papers that show how good. We get glyphosate out in 90 days with a 27-people total cohort group by 71%. That's in those stacks of papers. That is double-blinded, irrefutable, undeniable, cold, hard fact science that I can go into a courtroom or go on the biggest daily live show in America.
Yeah, but that's why they're coming after you.
Yeah, well, good luck, because it's their scientific model, and that's a fact. I'm not saying a baseless claim. It's in a double-blinded, peer-reviewed paper, which took...
Well, I mean, like I said, I read about them getting troops hit. I think the first time I read about it was like they had like a factory or something making uranium for nuclear bombs in Tennessee. And they put them on zeolites to try to, and then they get to Chernobyl. Yeah. So it's not like, these are people hit with radiation.
Yes,
I mean, like,
the assets that are coming forward are all saying that they were told to, when the system was too strong and harming them too much, to take silica to get it to back down. Silica is 85% natural clinoptilolite zeolite. It's silica at 85%.
You're talking about your MI6 and CIA whistleblowers in Havana syndrome.
Yes.
They've been implanted. They know they have. Yes. By the way, this is admitted. They're told, hey, when the system gets out of control because you grows too much of it, you take silica.
And it radiates them too much to take silica. That's what they've been told, which is 85% natural clinoptilolite. But when you are, again, when you're reducing it down into the nano and sub-nano, you're talking about something that's 1,000 times more effective and 1,000 times goes deeper into the body. And then when it's carried with a two-part synergistic system, which is what the sea minerals are, we're looking at something we haven't seen before. That's why I'm telling you to protect your family, to do what you individually can to stop this agenda 2030.
100%. Listen, folks, it's great for your body. It'll definitely detoxify you. Yes. And if you're super toxic, you kind of feel crappy at first, Get Masterpiece.com. Just by using that special URL, you get 10% off of it. We have to get more people hired. We have to finish the new big studios. We have to have our legal defense and offense. And we have to move forward. So now is the time. Have we not delivered to you in the fight against tyranny? Have you not delivered supporting us as Symbiotic? A win-win situation. Like he says in Gladiator, after he chops up you know, the four guys just a few seconds. He says, are you not entertained? Are you not entertained? And I say, are you not empowered? Are the tyrants not scared? Are they not coming after me and my crew? You want somebody to fight? You want somebody to stand up for you? Well, then you got to back them. And those that have backed us, I salute you from the bottom of my heart. And those that have shared the articles and videos, that's great. But it's different classes of people. It's people that tune in and get the knowledge, but are scared or lazy or whatever. Then there's people that at least share the articles and videos, and Paul Revere it. We appreciate you. Okay? So you got, like, copper, you know, on the bottom. At least you listen, but I hope people learn from this through osmosis or something. Then you got the silver folks that at least share the articles and videos to wake up other people. And then you got the gold standard, the people that do it all, and the people that get great products that are smart enough to say, wow, this guy really knows what he's talking about. I believe him. He'd only sell me something that works. And then they try it. We have a 90%+ reorder rate with supplements because I wouldn't sell you something that doesn't work. I'm not stupid. That's why I don't serve evil. I know the second, third, fourth order events of it will destroy me. Plus, I don't like it. I don't enjoy it. I feel good being truthful. I feel good being honest. I feel good stomping tyrants politically into the ground nonviolently, slashing their throats nonviolently, stabbing ice picks in their heads nonviolently, cutting their heads off nonviolently, ripping their entrails out politically nonviolently. I like just breaking their bones and grinding them down to make my bread. Fee-fi-fo-fum. I smell the blood of satanic globalist scum. Be they alive or be they dead, I'll grind their bones to make my bread. You want somebody to fight for you? Well, you better believe you got it. The real McCoy. The spirit of resistance and victory. And they know it, and it's why they fear it. And if you will simply join me and ask God for this spirit to lead, God, and direct us, the spirit that overcomes, God doesn't give us over to a spirit of weakness and fear, but one is a roaring lion that conquers, that destroys tyrants, that overcometh. And when the enemy comes in like a flood, the spirit of the Lord lifts up a standard against it. And we are the crucible. We are the shield of the people. We are the standard. We have the spirit. We have the will. But we have to have no fear and commit to this fight. Give me your word of mouth. Give me your prayers to God for our providence and support, because if God be with us, who can stand against us? And financially support us now at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a VIP. Cancel any time. It's no commitment. You just get all the best deals. $30 a month spend, instantly $40 to buy whatever you want. You make 10 bucks right there. Special offers, sales on top of sales for everybody, and special offers at thealexjonesstore.com. Commit. Be a VIP. You can also donate on the site at the donate button. Just take action now. But those of you that have supported us, you know who you are, and I thank you from the bottom of my soul.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today. Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
We said we would air this X-Files clip, and we've been ranting for 30 minutes. So look, you guys got a lot of clips, a lot to cover here, so go back to this X-Files clip.
Yeah, so the X-Files clip, it's going to be clip 3 for the control room. And look, this clip, again, details that none of these things are brand new to us. It's predictive programming that's seeded in society through the culture. And again, there's no coincidence that at the same week that we're given some hogwash of a UFO disclosure, they're also trying to push COVID 2.0 through the antivirus, both which are mentioned in this episode of The X-Files as a way to purge.
And what year was this?
It's early 2000s.
All right, here's the clip. Here it is.
Are you familiar with the antivirus, Agent Mulder?
Yeah, it was a deadly virus spread by field mice in the southwestern United States several years ago.
According to the newspaper, FEMA was called out to manage an outbreak of the hantavirus. Are you familiar with what the Federal Emergency Management Agency's real power is? FEMA allows the White House to suspend constitutional government upon declaration of a national emergency. Think about that. What is an agency with such broad sweeping power doing managing a small viral outbreak in suburban Texas?
You're saying it wasn't such a small outbreak?
No. I'm saying it wasn't the hantavirus.
But what was it? What was it?
When we were young men in the military, your father and I were recruited for a project. They told us it was biological warfare or virus.
What killed those men?
What killed them, I won't even write about. We have no context for what killed those men, or any appreciation of the scale at which it'll be unleashed in the future.
A plague?
A plague to end all plagues, Agent Mulder. A silent weapon for a quiet war. The systematic release of an indiscriminate organism for which the men who will bring it on still have no cure. They've been working on this for 50 years. While the rest of the world have been fighting gooks and commies, these men have been secretly negotiating a planned Armageddon.
Negotiating with whom?
I think you know.
So, Alex, of course, the PSYOP has been going on for about 70 years. There's this rumor that President Carter, and go back to President Eisenhower, that he met with, you know, the aliens or whatever they're going to sell off as the aliens versus demons. But this episode highlighted that the aliens had been negotiating a way to purge off elements of society, cull it, as you were talking about with the 100-year war. I mean, the elite have been doing this for a while to thin down peasants as a way to make sure that they will never be challenged at home. The difference now is the peasants have the internet. The peasants have ChatGPT. The peasants have Zeolite. The peasants have some resources aside from the elite. And we're not easily controlled anymore.
Yeah, I totally agree. I will say that at the point, again, their plan always was completely predicated on poisoning us. If they didn't, they wouldn't have put it in everything. It was such a mass agenda to pull that off. So now when we're dealing with this new level, getting it out is a difference between us having a chance or not. If every single individual out there was on Masterpiece, their system would not be able to operate. If they wanted to turn it up and use it on whatever, it doesn't work. Imagine removing 80% of the hardware out of your phone, out of your computer. How good does it work?
Another example, by the 20s, they found a 15% IQ reduction all over the U.S., particularly people not on the seacoast because of the soil not having iodine. So they put a low-quality iodine in salt, IQs boosted, bird defects went down. Then in the 80s, they took it back out.
Yes.
Fluoride's the opposite of iodine, the bad halogen. So they're doing everything they can, and now it's declassified two dumbest down.
Yes, absolutely. And salt, the two compounds, one of them is sodium, which is actually your master mineral. It's your master electrolyte. And when you're talking about a nuclear transformation conversation, which was what Epstein talked a lot with Steve O'Bannon about, which was real funny.
Yeah, what did you make of the email? It was all about transhumanism. We get into that.
You know, everything was verified in there of what they're doing in the system and how strong it is. I would say that it is the most diabolical, technically advanced equipment, technology, showing it off that they've ever created, because it truly does can control every single thing imaginable about a human being from the inside out. And it's in us. It's in us and it's on. It's measured in every single person. We're traveling the world doing it. We know we can get 80% of it out of every single person. In our last study, which 23 people he filmed, this is stuff that everybody was skeptics until they seen it with their own eyes. And when every single last person is feeling better, feeling more childlike, a lot more clear-minded, minded. And when Jesse is taking his very expensive equipment, and for the first time ever, he's seen that something is reducing the system, and it reduced it by 80% in 60 days. That is a big jump. We're talking about something that is $1 a day. And if everybody out there is on this, it takes out their linchpin.
As soon as you put this out, you get MI6 whistleblowers and stuff saying, no, they told us that.
Yes. And they are giving us new information and building upon our information, because everything we're being told about is a lie to a very degree. We have to actually be researching, doing studies, following the data, following the science, following quantitative stuff. We can't get into baseless la-la land and what we're guesstimating. We have to actually follow the facts, and that's what we've done. This thing is the greatest minds, people, the greatest scientists of our time, two of them, have come together to do this for humanity. They didn't even take any money for it. They put themselves on the line. While one was being taken out and knew his ass was grass going up to Big Pharma, he put every day, an old man, 18 hours a day to finish this formula and to help us get these double-blinded peer-reviewed studies.
What else?
So we'd be protected.
That's all important. Moving to other news now. What else counters all this garbage? How are they? Even people that don't take the shots are showing up with all this nanotech on them. What's happening?
A very good place to be protected is to be in nature, being grounded, being underneath the trees. Everything that is green is doing very good up against the electromagnetic waves. We do know that.
Sweating
is awesome.
Yeah. Red light therapy and sweating saunas. I mean, the biggest thing the Lord made several ways for us to detoxify.
Yep.
And many of these products will help with this process, but the Lord knows that we got to be out in nature. We got to sweat. We got to take out the toxins. You can take it out in stool or urinate, or you have to sweat it out or through your mouth.
There's got to be there is other products that have to be doing some good. They're not doing, unfortunately, the third party completed clinical studies to show how good. And that's one way that we have separated ourselves. We knew the attack was on. We had to get proof that that would hold up in any scrutiny.
Well, one of the stacks I think that we're trying out right now, Alex, and Matt and I are both on them, is peptides. And of course, it's a little bit of a wild, wild west. And of course, not every peptide is made the same. Peptides made in America, just like with Masterpiece, clearly.
What are peptides, people who don't know?
Peptides are signal molecules. What you see, they're naturally occurring in the body when they're going through different metabolic processes. So much like they used to try to sell us on, well, we got to give you a dead virus as a vaccine to stoke your body and stoke your immune system. If you apply that same type of thinking into a working model, when you introduce a little bit of a peptide into your body says, oh, when that's there, I should be doing this. Kind of like enzymes and amino acids are also byproducts of these metabolic processes. So when you're actually introducing high purity grade peptides from people that are licensed and know what they're doing, they're going to tell you less is more, low and slow, and you're also going to see superhumans. You're going to see people that are unusually healthy looking. If you are going to get the toxins out of your body so your body performs correctly with Masterpiece, and then you support your body with a peptide protocol, everybody that's doing it is healthier than they've ever been, and they look much healthier than the other people. And so we know we have to stick with the results. What's working? We have to see that and know our way forward.
And I know the globals themselves are obsessed with all this already.
Yeah, Peter Thiel just put $1.2 billion into peptides for a reason.
Scary. Got the enhanced games coming out that he's back
in. Yeah, scary.
What's he doing?
The enhanced games. It's going to be a version of the Olympics where you can take steroids and peptides and all kinds of things. And it's a way to introduce transhumanism, I think, to the culture. But one of the byproducts is that peptides can be used for weight loss, for clarity, and in a lot of ways can be used very cheaply in comparison. And
when does the enhanced games launch? That sounds actually pretty interesting.
I think it's this month. Yeah, later this month. I believe it's in Vegas. And it's about the end of half the month. So you're going to see, again, the first round of these athletes that, for better or for worse, are taking steroids and are using different augmentations. This is all leading toward to show the extent of the capability of mankind. And maybe it's better than us using the current Olympics as a political weaponization platform where we're kicking out the Russians and other people like that. It's not even fun to watch anymore,
Yeah. Absolutely.
It's also woke. So looking at other areas, what do you make of Trump, the Iran war, just the ongoing insanity? He now threatened to, quote, turn Iran into one giant glowing crater, another nuclear attack threat.
Well, I spoke to several of my sources at the White House and at the Pentagon, and I've heard that the story, it sounds ridiculous, but the story that the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, that he said no to a launch code order, I've heard that's correct. And I think, again...
Trump wanted the attack plans in front of him.
Yes. Yeah.
He wanted to see the menu.
Yes, and that he wanted to maybe launch as maybe the first president since World War II to be able to launch a nuclear weapon. But the fact of the matter is, Alex, right now, the straits are still blocked. The straits are still closed, whether it be from blockade or from the fact that...
Well, let's go back, because I know he fired the head of the Army because he didn't want to do a ground invasion of Strait of Hormuz. They fired the head of the Navy because he didn't want to put the ships in there because they could be hit. So they've got not just missiles, but artillery. It's only 12 miles wide. But what did you hear from your sources about specifically Trump wanting to use nukes?
Well, that he was feeling embarrassed, that he wants this to end quickly. And, you know, you can argue in one sense that the use of a nuclear weapon would shock the world, as it did in World War II. But I think in the current sense, what I heard from my source...
But nobody else had them when we did it.
Of course. Well, now there are people that have them. And what I heard is that the Chinese said, if you do this, we're going to shove lights in America.
Well, Pakistan said we'll use nukes if you hit them.
Oh, everybody is going to look at their nuclear arsenal, but specifically China, who's been hurt pretty greatly by this fragmented war with Iran. That they're one of the biggest customers for the Iranians. They are not going to sit by forever and watch as their resources, their lifeblood for their economy is cut off. But at the heart of it, President Trump looks desperate, and nobody can.
Let's be clear: we don't just a month ago have Kane report of that in the New York Times. Mm. We have Trump saying, listen to Levin tonight. Levin, use nukes, Mr. President. Them all saying, him saying, your whole society dies tonight forever, never to come back. Now I'll turn your whole country into a giant glowing crater. This is I'm supposed to support that? I mean, I want to support Trump. I don't get brownie points. The left's criticizing him. They want to kill me. But at the same time, it's like, what happened to him?
It's amazing how genius and how smooth he showed himself to be as one of the most amazing men ever, and now every decision him and everybody around the world is making is just like, that's the worst decision that could happen. That's the worst thing for the world. We're watching a global collapse. That's why the people, the shot callers at the very top, they're orchestrating this, not these puppet people that we see. And this is a global collapse. We're watching something we haven't seen before to this degree.
You know, with Iran, Alex, I mean, you called it from the beginning. This was not going to be, one and done, was not going to be quick. President Trump, I don't know if he was convinced either by Mark Levin or by Benjamin Netanyahu or one of the other sycophants that are in his ear. But the result has been the American public is now facing the cost of the pump, the cost of the grocery store. And as, of course, this week, we now are hearing a report that the Iranians actually can hold out for another 4 months. Heck, they might be able to hold out until Christmas. You know who can't hold out? Is Europe. The rest of the world is starving right now. They're actually looking at rationing.
That's why Trump says open the damn strait.
Oh, 100%. And then, of course,
I love Rubio. We've got to invade or attack him to reopen it so it'll be like it was before.
Yeah, it's mania, frankly. There's no other way to put it. Look, the Iranians...
Well, that's the thing is, I supported Trump's overall better agenda, but once it becomes so psychotic, I can't just lie to the audience and say this is a good idea.
Of course. I mean, how we benefited. We depleted our interceptor arsenal. We are depleting our weapons at a time when, look, I don't want a war. I want a war with China especially. But when you look at this, for the next 10 years, 20 years, who is our real threat in the world? If we're going to go there, right? It's China. You know, China's not expelling their weapons. They're watching very closely as we use our stealth bombers, as we use our different weaponry. Our directed energy weapons are coming out of secrecy in this time. And in a lot of ways, the Chinese are just learning how to counter the weapons they may have to fight 10 years from now.
Yeah, we're getting the rope-a-dope. We're getting expelled. We're exhausting our resources on all levels. And China and Russia is perfectly sitting back, watching us do it and loving it. Yeah, this is plain.
And Larry Fink looks happy because he wants a world economy that's collapsing.
Yeah. Well, they buy up distressed assets. You know, the entire United States is about to become a distressed asset for BlackRock.
Yeah, yeah. I just think the whole trick, the people that have really been played here are the globalists that are not at the very, very top. They've been ushering this AI automated fourth industrial revolution thing.
Look at the layoffs at Oracle and Apple and everywhere. And it's,
right. Yeah, and once they don't need an Elon Musk or a Bill Gates or a CEO to Silicon Valley, once they're only a threat and they're no longer an asset because their job's been automated, they're going to be the first ones to go. And I think they know that. They just can't do anything about it.
Well, you have to wonder, maybe that's part of the globalist agenda in this, is to make President Trump look as stupid as humanly possible. I mean, he's listening to bad advice. He's making terrible decisions. But this is an argument that humans shouldn't be the ones making the decision at the government level, whether it be to go to war.
That's why they had Kamala, now Trump, Biden, exactly. They're selling us on the idea, a self-driving car is already 15 times better than a human. Let it do it.
Right, exactly. Any self-driving government might be better than a maniac with a Truth Social account. Right, that's the idea. But it doesn't have to be this way.
But who programs the machines?
Well, of course, other humans do. That's the part they don't talk about. Oracle is still being run by a human
being. They wouldn't let us see it on such a mass level for the first time, the whole population of how it's really being ran, unless they thought they already had it ushered in and they already had control of everybody.
But that's kind of a... They always think that, though, but that's kind of a doomsday. I'm not saying you're wrong. They think they're going to win, but a lot of times things don't go the way they want.
Right, and if you get that internal biosystem out of people and the poisons, they don't have their linchpins and their keystones to make this work anymore.
Well, even with all these terrible things happening in the world, Alex, I think, again, what the Lord has done, at the same time as great evil is rising, there are also great things happening in the world. And one thing that just came out of the blue for us, especially this year, we thought this year was going to be another year of just war and doom and gloom. For my company, we actually had the opportunity to work on a very exciting project to try to find Noah's Ark. And so Noah's Ark scans, if you want to see the updates on this, we believe...
Give us the website, we'll pull it up. What is it again?
NoahsArkScans.com.
So I saw this all over the news. I didn't know this was you, too.
Yeah, we're getting to produce behind the scenes with Andrew Jones, who's the archaeologist.
So NoahsArkScans.com.
Yes, that's right. NoahsArkScans.com.
Yeah, I've seen this on national television in Mount Ararat, just where the Bible says it is. And I see the pictures. It looks like a big ark.
Yeah, it's the same.
So what's been discovered there?
But so the Drupinar site, which was first discovered actually from a NATO pilot with the same last name, Captain Drupinar, he saw the site from aerial, took note of it, and since now this has been actually scanned with LIDAR, this has been scanned with ground penetrating radar, and it is the exact length that the Bible describes.
The exact cubits.
The exact cubits, 300 cubits. And in addition to this, soil samples have come back with what you would find with decayed wood and some animal leftovers like hair. And what we're going to be doing this year, while the world burns, hopefully not, but while the world burns, we're going to go on an adventure out to Turkey. And we're going to work with the Turkish universities out there to actually send a drone down into the corridors. There's about a 100-foot corridor that's been shown from ground penetrating radar. That's Andrew Jones, the archaeologist on site, the man behind the project. And what we're going to try to do, Alex, is we're going to try to show, this is the origin. All right, Noah's Ark. I care so much about the Bible and about Bible history because ultimately, all this that man is trying to create is just a fabrication. It's an alternative.
Counterfeit.
You know, it's a counterfeit. What's true is that the Lord created us and that He gave us a promise.
By the way, you know they've now dug up all the Middle East. Where they say Elijah did this, where they say Moses did that, where they say, separate from the Bible, where this Roman historian, where this Greek one said this, they've dug up where Plato said Troy was, it was buried under earthquakes. Yep. It's all exact. It's like it just keeps happening. It's crazy.
Yep. Well, it's exciting, isn't it? In this sense.
So how did they, because I've heard from a long time they found this on Mount Ararat, just like the Bible says. And so, again, for people that, like an old amphitheater, after a few hundred years has grass growing, or you look at the Chichen Itza pyramids, if they were just green hills, they tore them down. How did they find this?
So originally, again, it was from a flight in the 50s that went over this terrain, and it had this, well, it appeared to be a boat kind of structure that was stuck into the mountain ground. It's near Mount Ararat, which is described in the Bible as the last resting place of Noah's Ark. And also, if you actually look back in history, there were discussions from several historians that talk about going, this is Kira, she's one of the correspondents, and that's Andrew Jones, the archaeologist. The historians have spoken about visiting the site. Going there as a pilgrimage, you know, not going to Jerusalem, not going to Mecca, but going to this site in Mount Ararat in Turkey and looking at taking pieces of it and taking it as a souvenir. The modern day is that they saw this from an aerial flight and then excavated the site. Ground penetrating radar done as recently as 2017, 2019 have shown there is something underneath the soil. But up until today, the Turkish government hasn't given a permit to anybody to go in. But Andrew Jones, he is about to be the first person in history to have the right to excavate the site. So this is exciting. I care about this, and I don't care about the ill-fated prophecies of the globalist elite, because ultimately, I care about where I came from, which is from my Father in heaven.
Get behind me, Satan.
Amen. Amen.
We're moving forward, trailblazing. Well, let's look at more shots of it, because it does, from the scan, I mean, it looks like a big boat.
Oh, yes. This would be
and 300 cubits, just like the Bible says.
300 cubits. And even as you're walking up to it, I'm looking forward to this. Andrew's there, exactly on site. Andrew Jones lives out there.
And you can even see if there was a boat there, all the sediment builds up around it.
Yes, exactly. And there's also leftovers from the years of the tribes that lived in this area, and they would actually draw in stone what appeared to be, again, the story of the Ark. And these are not Christian, you know, people that are living in this region. These are you know, basically herdsmen, but they are drawing on
what stuff. Are they, Kurds or what?
It's a mix of Kurds,
Druze,
and there's Muslim tribes in the area too. And of course, it's in Turkey, and this is along this region. It was essentially the Armenian genocide. You've heard a lot about the killing of the Armenians and pushing out of this territory down into Syria. But this region again was a lot of goat herders, a lot of farmers. It was agricultural land. But again, this is what Andrew Jones believes is the final resting place of Noah's Ark. So we're going out there this summer. Of course, we hope to report from there, and we'll send a report over to InfoWars. Of course, Andrew, I think, would love to come onto your program if you'd like to speak with him.
I'd love to have him. Well, almost everything they say in the Bible has been dug up now.
Oh, yeah, everything. And maybe we should put resources toward that instead of trying
to... Remember, they always said, the Bible was written 1,000 years ago, and then they found every book. Like right back to the time they say.
Well, and it's a beautiful thing about God's word. It doesn't change. And what it does do is it changes us.
So the Dead Sea Scrolls, though, like, here it is in the cave. It's like, it's all right there.
Well, it's funny, the Dead Sea Scrolls, Representative Anna Paulina, we were talking about UFOs earlier, aliens or demons. She actually quoted from something that was found in the Dead Sea Scrolls, this star-style, angel. That, again, I believe it's called Ezekiel's ladder, these other things. This kind of mindset is the mindset we have to have. Whether it be we're talking about aliens, whether we're talking about President Trump, whether we're talking about the war, everything has to be looked through by a biblical lens. And again, I think the reason for this, too, is it stops us from becoming super depressed. Okay, if we're only focused on the doom and gloom in the world and the things that the devil's doing, then we're going to completely miss what the Lord is doing in the world.
Well said, Edward Zoll. Get Masterpiece.com with Matt Hazen. Incredible zeolite with the minerals as well. With Edward Zoll, just die suddenly, Ed died suddenly, real Edward Zoll. Matt Hazen, we got about 2 minutes left. Closing comments.
Yeah, I would say that in our nature and in our great science of real nature science, the power of truth and love are very dominating forces. So if we can all dig in and be as honest and understand that love's going to get us a lot farther and be in action mode, treat yourselves properly. You're in a world that is toxic. You need to get those out so that you feel better and get back to your best version, okay? That is a very big deal for all of us. I know I push hard because I'm the steward of this, but I've seen what this has done. For kids that were autistic and nonverbal, I've seen this, what this has done for people that have lost their mind, and I have seen how it's performed in these studies, and this was purposely put at about $1 a day so that this could be taken by every single person alive, because I do believe that if we're at our best, they don't stand a chance.
You're talking about Masterpiece, zeolites. Get Masterpiece.
Yes. Get Masterpiece.com. Yeah.
Well, it's definitely zeolites are great detoxifying. This is the best one I've taken, and I hope people get it at GetMasterpiece.com. Now, I'm going to do live tomorrow myself, but I think I'm going to go 2 hours, then we're going to air what we're about to tape, because there's more to cover. I want to get into big picture on MKUltra, big picture on the UFOs, the mind control, the nanotech, how we counter that in other ways, societally, how we politically fight back, and all the news coming out about they want to push more forced inoculations, the rest of it. So we're going to tape for tomorrow. I'm going to go live at noon tomorrow. For a couple hours, and then we'll air this interview we're about to tape. But Harrison Smith is about to take over. The War Room does a great job. Remember, the bad guys want the show off the air so bad. So please go to Real Alex Jones on X, go to Rumble, The Alex Jones Show, and share this live feed. Tell folks about local stations. Listen to when you watch, because that's how we reach more people. That's how we complete the chain reaction. And tell those you share the link to share it and tell them to share it. That is the chain reaction. That is the key. It's you. You hold all the answers. We can fight all day and have the answers, but if other people don't carry it forward, it does nothing. Thank you so much.
Well, we feel really good that we're one step closer to achieving one of the primary goals that the families had when they brought this litigation, which was to prevent Alex Jones from ever inflicting the kind of harm at scale that he had inflicted upon them.
We look forward to infesting your social media feeds with caricatures and grotesqueries of the very people who have ruined our media ecosystem over the last 10 years.
I am going to make a big announcement right now, and that might affect our relationship, and I am pledging myself to Satan and to the Prince of Darkness.
Oh, I read about this last night on a website.
After a decade of trying to shut us down and spending hundreds of millions of dollars to do it, believe they will be successful shutting us down Thursday night at midnight. But we're starting the Alex Jones Network. And the coordinates of the next phase of the InfoWar is alexjoneslive.com. So if you want to stand against the tyrants and against the censors and against the globalists and against their goal to shut us down, share that URL in your whole email list, your text message list, all over X, Facebook, TikTok, everywhere else. The coordinates of the next level, the next phase, the chapter in the fight against the tyrants is alexjoneslive.com. And go to alexjonesapp.com and download on Android or on Apple free the app for the new Alex Jones Live show that has audio and video feeds, the articles, special reports, and more. The tyrants are counting on you to not take this serious. They're counting on you to not take action. So take action now at alexjoneslive.com and alexjonesapp.com. The ball is in your court. Roll over and submit to tyranny or stand up and fight 1776 2.0. You're unstoppable. But I know this. The answer in 1984 is 1776. And if they were looking for a fight, they better believe they got one.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.